let's talk a little bit about that little announcement at the radio. Because we, I saw it and you saw it pre-launch.
So Midland released their newest handheld radio, which is the GXT67.
Yeah.
And it is...
They're real creative with those names.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's the handheld and it's IP67 rated. So it's waterproof, dustproof, really rugged radio. It's a 5-watt radio, so it's a lot more powerful.
Well, hold on. So rumor has it, if you hook up a Milwaukee 9.0 battery to it, you get 50 watts.
Jeez. Don't do that. But it is, you know, really rugged, ready to go. It's a programmable radio.
Yep.
And
repeater capable.
Yep. It's a great radio, really loud. So
the screen is great on it too for those blind people like me. Yep. You can
big screen.
Yep.
Great accessories. Comes with a charger, you know, everything you need. Yep. And a really nice clip to hook it onto your jacket or whatever. I would say it's a great radio. I've used it. I love it. I'm buying one.
It's kind of cool to clip to your seatbelt.
Yeah.
When you're riding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to reach out. You can just.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cool radio.
Yeah. My current radios, which are mediocre at best, the clip doesn't sit on my seatbelt.
Oh.
It's too flimsy.
Are you still using those Beowulfs?
Beowfangs, yeah. Beowulfs. Yeah.
You need to get away from those.
You know
you're getting brain cancer every time you're...
Dude, there's so many things that I'm getting cancer from. I just literally inject cancer.
Mm, fair enough.
But, so they start at $199.99.
Yeah. For the radio that it is, that's,
radio.
That's
great
a substantial radio for that. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. But really cool is our good friend Eric is like their GQ model.
I know.
Him and his little Jeep.
He looked pretty authoritative in that.
100%.
Yeah, man. Like, he commanded that.
He was doing
good
work.
Yeah, he's got a couple of shots in there, and it looks good.
Well, he's photogenic, and the Jeep is, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and, you know, it was fun to be out at Moab with him and while those were being taken by our good friend Matt Corbin.
He's definitely cute.
I mean... Let's call it what is. I'm jumping in there when if the water is open, I'm jumping in. If there's a lock on the gate, I guess I'll wait my turn, but well, hello everyone and welcome to the Jeep Life Podcast. We are proudly presented by Armalite, the toughest flooring on the trail. Those guys and gals at Armalite take really good care of us in the industry. They just came out with the new Bronco flooring, and I can't wait to get my hands on that so that I don't have to deal with the crappy carpets in the Bronco.
I heard it's a lot more intense of a process to install.
Is it?
I heard it's like you need to take everything out.
I'm getting ready to install Lexi's in her Jeep.
Well, that's a J-Caser,
I'm going to take everything out.
10 times easier than the TJ, and...
I thought the TJ was super easy we got all the bolts out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to take out everything.
All the rusted bolts and the console and everything. Yeah. But man, we're so thankful and grateful that they've been with us from the beginning and we've been with them. Our listeners get an exclusive power tank discount, Armalite discount, Jeep Life Podcast 10 for a complete Armalite system at GoArmalite.com. The toughest flooring on the trail. You get it from us. I and Jeep and Terry.
I'm Breaker Billy.
Jetty Jason.
No, you're not. You're Dr. Don.
Sitting in the wrong chair.
No, that is your chair.
Yeah, it's always been this chair, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's always the Dr. Don chair.
Dude, I am so excited that you're in the studio.
Yeah.
Jetty Jason just neglected to tell us that, I'm not going to be here.
We were like, where
actually,
are you
at? He replied at like 5 of his 6 and said he'd be here.
I know.
He's in Michigan right now on a work assignment. And I think he's still showing up, maybe? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I didn't send him the link to show up, so.
we said we would do this, and we've never done it.
I know. Right, so when somebody's traveling, we should be able to lock them in like we do our interviews.
That'd be fun, but none of us go anywhere fun except for you.
Yeah.
And he controls everything.
And so. I control everything, right. So I know the show I leave behind when
yes.
when you guys are, when I'm not here. So it's going to be difficult to have without our newest Jetty Jason, but we're gonna survive.
We'll power on.
This week, has anybody done anything cool? I broke my antenna.
You broke your antenna, and then we drilled through your antenna.
all the way through. It's just going to have to be completely replaced.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. I don't use
it. The stub broke off inside the threads. We were screwed.
Yeah, we were screwed from the beginning. I spent like 45 minutes on what should have been a 3-minute job.
Yeah, unscrew, yeah. Rescrew, done. And then he brought it over to my over here.
Yeah.
And I drilled through and it just didn't, no.
So wait, the stud on the vehicle broke off inside the antenna?
No.
No, other way around.
Other way
the
around.
Stud on the antenna broke off.
Yeah.
Broke into the.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, years ago, I took the big flimsy silver antenna off. I don't use terrestrial radio. I mean, even
terrestrial
when
radio, you mean like regular
AM, FM radio is called terrestrial radio.
Oh, okay.
From the beginning, I haven't used that. Even, you know, in the beginning, I had the Sirius XM subscription for free for the first year.
You're a fancy radio guy.
I don't listen to radio. I listen to my music, the music I want to hear.
Okay.
And so I switched it out to one of the little antennas just to get rid of it. I never used it. I didn't care what the antenna actually gave me any reception.
Which was none. I've tried it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because you've had my vehicle for a while. And it just, I had no interest in that. This last trail ride, you know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you snapped your
antenna off. And I order one on Amazon. It comes. I go out finally a day that it's not raining.
Yep.
So I go out and I
We're in the monsoon season here in Pennsylvania.
And I literally am unscrewing and unscrewing and unscrewing. And I'm like, what the hell? And so I look down inside and it's just all powdery, rusty, cold dust. So yeah. I pull out the Master Blaster. I pulled out my power tank and, you know, blew down in there. Dust went flying, and I could see the capture that's melted into it when it's made was just spinning. So I could have spun for another 6 weeks and nothing would happen. Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. So I cut everything down thinking I would just grab that and twist it.
And then that just broke off.
And that just broke off. And so the stud that it comes out of the little antenna broke off, and now we drilled it out. We've got a hole down through it.
Yeah.
And
I was going to retap it, but then the taps didn't.
All right.
Weren't.
So I have a question and a statement.
Yeah.
What do you want first?
Go ahead and do the statement. I'm a big boy. I can handle
it. You should have just replaced it from the beginning.
No. How comes every time something's broken your Jeep, the first tool you get out is the power tank? It doesn't matter what it is. He's going to fix it with the power
tank. I'm going to Master Blast it. Master Blaster.
Well, you know, I've been conditioned, but that's the way to fix everything.
Get the power tank.
Scott Ammerman says
he's setting presets in the radio and he gets a power tank out.
Well, you know, get all the dust out
he's
of the way.
He's got to rub it a few times. Yeah.
That's a really, really, that's the best question you've asked in 6 years of podcasting.
So actually, it's two questions.
So
there's a follow-up.
There's the next one.
So, did you buy that antenna on Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to buy a little shitty 7-inch antenna?
Fair enough.
Yep.
Did it come with a warning? Do not leave screwed in for more than 3 months?
Every 3 months, unscrew it.
Unscrew and rescrew.
That's exactly what I'm going to do this time. I'm gonna spray it down with some PB Blaster.
Just use anti-seize.
Yeah. Anything.
Anti-seize control, like that shit's
but
deadly.
I've been using it
and it's like everywhere.
I'll be wearing it for months.
I'm the Silver Surfer over here, man.
So now I have to take the whole effing unit off
yeah.
and get a new one of those.
And you know that'll be like $340 at the Jeep dealer. And to boot, there'll be none in this country. They're going to have to bring it in from China.
No kidding.
Which is where your antenna came from.
Yep.
Which is interesting because I left here because, you know, at some point I'm just like, this is beyond my skill set. My blister on my finger came through. Oh my God.
Cry me a river.
I literally was sitting on the side of the road beside my Jeep crying. And I was like, oh, I got to go over and see Billy. And so I come over and the first thing he does is bring out a big hammer. I'm like, wait a minute.
And then the grinder.
I brought out the power tank first.
And then I grabbed the grinder. And then I grabbed the drill. And then I drilled. Yeah. And then it didn't work.
And then it was over.
And it didn't work.
Then we both sat down, started crying.
No, I was just like, hey.
And held each other.
I got stuff to go do.
I got more important things than your...
You're more than welcome to join
me.
So,
see, this has gotten to be a real big headache. I'm going to have to ask you to leave now.
Really, that's kind of how I was. I was like, no. See ya.
Well, I estimated a full 10 minutes.
He said 10 minutes. We tried for 20.
Dave Dessel, this is great. Nothing simple other than us boys.
Yeah, right. One little... And this is... A lot of the reasons why I'm hesitant of doing work on my own Jeep, because every time
I work on it too, there's a freaking problem.
I know. I'm just going to sell it. matter of fact, yeah.
That's coming up later. We'll discuss that.
Right.
We'll talk about that later.
So that was my antenna is
yeah.
got a hole in it. I haven't sourced the other parts yet. That's my Jeeping extravaganza. Although the top is down and has been for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I pulled out some logs or stumps or whatever you want with my winch. Mm. And then I did some urban rock mudding. And then I went on the Jeep Enthusiast Go Topless Day that we couldn't take our tops off.
I know, because it was raining.
It was very
raining. That was a good time. Well, we got to jump in with Josh. He bought an Amazon antenna, and it broke while trying to install it. Had to drill it out. So any recommendations on one that wouldn't have issues beside the stock fishing pole?
I don't know.
No.
No.
They all suck. They all suck equally. Oh, my God. This is I love that. Keep it coming. This is great. So about the Go Topless Day.
Yeah,
it's a nationwide event. And everybody that I saw was complaining about rain as well.
Well, I mean, it was a storm that was rolling through, and it was supposed to be like just from 10 to 1 and or 10 to 2 or whatever. I don't know. And it was supposed to be gone, and then it just continued to rain all day.
Yeah. They said, oh, it's going to stop within an hour of us getting there.
It'll be gone. No.
No. It was, yeah.
So we had a lot of easy up tents, and...
And I was still soaking wet and cold for the rest of the day. All right. Dr. Don.
What's up?
Are you done eating Jeeping type stuff?
I did LMTV stuff.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny because I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't have time right now. But I did turn on one of the Avengers. I think it was Endgame, the last mm-hmm. one. And in the very last scene, there's, you know, Captain America's going back in time to take all the Infinity Stones back. What do I see in the background?
LMTV.
And I'm like, ugh.
I've read every last article that's been printed on the internet. I can tell you every last thing about it. So.
Yeah, I can tell you everything the last thing about that particular one, because I've felt every...
Don wants one in the worst way. So if you have one, anybody out there and wants to donate one to Don...
Not as excited as I... They are a little bit problematic.
Yeah,
they're gigundo.
Yes. So it is not... We'll get into it another time, but there's a unique history behind it when you dig deep. There was a lot of input from a big truck builder overseas, and
yeah.
But mechanically, like when you get down to it, the idea of it was phenomenal.
Like yep.
The drivetrain
yep.
is like way beyond anything that's even remotely, like, it is cool.
It is very cool. It's yeah. you know, it's an all-time four-wheel drive, or it's...
So it's a 70-30 split.
Yep.
And then you can put it in, as my students call it, beach mode.
Right, so right,
that's
right.
Hit the mode button, goes in the four-wheel drive, and you hit yep. the beach button, and the tire's lower. But anyway... Yep. What's cool about it is it has a planetary gear sets at the end of the axles.
Oh.
And so the reason they do this is because you don't need lockers then. If you are going straight ahead,
right.
it's all four digging.
All four, all go.
When you got something that big and that heavy, if you're on rock or something like that, you turn it's locked, it's gonna yeah. do some damage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially with 890 foot-pounds of torque and the Caterpillar engine that it has. So
yep, like, and then put that with 20,000
pounds
of dry.
And 44-inch tires.
I mean, right.
It's gonna tear them apart. So.
Yep.
They put the planetary gears out at the end. They got this transfer case that does a split. It's got a Caterpillar engine that's came with the D11 or D13.
Just chugs along.
I should have one.
And it's turbocharged, so I mean you can hear the turbo spin up.
There's nothing cooler than sitting in the cab over, like that is just the coolest thing in the world. Yeah.
It is until it starts raining. And there's two problems with that particular LMTV.
Well, there's a big gap.
There's a big gap in the driver's side door. It's like an inch that you can see through between the seal.
And it's not anything that's happened. I think it's how the truck's been made. Because I try to look, and there's no adjusting that door.
Oh.
No. And then the other is it has three wipers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a triple wiper. But so this one lived in the desert.
Yeah.
Or has been just parked. So it hasn't needed to really been driven.
So it doesn't have new wipers.
Doesn't have new wipers. And the wiper, it's on the
What
the
size
stick.
Wiper
so,
is
okay,
it?
And you, that is
I had
really
to literally,
yes.
I had to crank on it just to turn it one click to get the wipers to come
now
on.
Now, that's not the original steering wheel either. So if you're palming the steering wheel and turning it, you're going to take the stalk right out.
Dude, and there's a cup holder that's mounted to the door there too.
Yes.
And that's not original no. either. But it's metal. And I've got cuts and stuff on my knuckles where, you know, swinging that around. Yes. I've literally had to change my driving habits.
Mm.
When I drive it, and
but
then
it,
I forget
it is freaking
it is cool.
Yeah.
So now you get to drive it to Wildwood.
So now it's
yes.
it's we've got I think we're leak free.
Oh really?
Yes.
Ah, yep. Congratulations.
Yep.
For the most part,
there may be a drop here or there, but you're not going to lose half a diff from
dude
Florida to here.
The diffs alone hold 5.5 gallons of
yes,
gear oil.
It's massive amounts. I mean, they were low, and it still took more than, like, if you combine any two Jeeps.
All of it.
All yes. of it.
All four all axles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it yeah. took that plus more.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on the way up, I knew that it had a diff leak. And the whole time, I'm like, if I see, like, 10 drops but at any given stop for, you know, like an overnight stop, that I was literally going to go and buy 5 gallons worth of gear oil and put it in.
The center sections are huge. They're massive.
They are. They really are.
Oh, you're working on it in the diesel shop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been pulled in there and parked.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Thank you. Tell the owners thank you.
we'll do.
We've thoroughly enjoyed it.
They actually love the fact that it's getting used
yep.
in that way.
Yep.
And what's really cool is there's a whole set of students now that, you know, Oracle Lighting is like going to be the
yes.
first thought they come to when they're adding
yes.
you know, aftermarket
yeah,
lighting,
yeah. Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yep.
So that's a lot of fun, and thanks for taking care of
oh yeah it's
that
it's
big
been
guy
a hit. Like every kid we have kids coming in from like other schools, can we see that youth thing? Now you got to be part of the school, go away.
It doesn't matter who you are, if that thing is near you, you're breaking your neck. I watched 80-year-old women break their neck trying to get all of it in.
So
look at it.
It was done very well. Like if you see a military spec one, I appreciate it, but
yeah.
I don't think a whole lot of people will.
Yeah.
The paint, the wrap, the everything was done
yeah.
really well. Like the interior, the like everything is just
yeah.
you know. So
yeah, when I pulled in in Tennessee somewhere, and I had to, you know, do a show of it. I had to, you know, give a tour of it,
right?
And I open up the back. To get in, you have to do a rain dance to get in the back because you have to take the stairs off.
And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm going to climb up here and open it. And falling off the back.
And so it's a rain dance to get in the thing. And then we've got rails for the stairs because,
it needs railings.
And I get in and like every drawer was open. Yeah. Every cabinet door was open. Everything was just hanging out. And I was like, I knew this wasn't a smooth ride, but damn. Everything was everywhere. Yeah. And I guarantee you that silver truck in South Carolina is the reason for majority
of it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, now that's I'm thinking I'm buying one with the box, right? Okay. We're gonna convert it into a motorhome. We should be able to tow a big enough trailer to put your Jeep on.
Yep.
And my Rock Bouncer.
And eight other Jeeps.
And eight other Jeeps. And we're going wheeling, man.
Okay.
And we've got a recovery vehicle. That winch works in the front and the back. If the trails are too small, it's okay.
Right.
It'll motor through them. It doesn't matter.
That is, I don't give a
hoot.
Right. Yeah. It's full send over anything.
Yeah, so that one's been regeared. You have to regear them from the military. Yeah. They're 50 miles an hour flat out. So that one's been regeared, and it's got the, I forget what they call the gears, but I think they're 307s. We counted them.
Yeah, nice. That's yeah, cool. it downhill, it'll do up to 73 miles an hour.
All right, so we got to put the another gear set in it.
I think she's peaked. I think she's
really?
Got, yeah. So yeah, next is, so I've been reading, you can tune those diesels.
Ooh,
so
here we go.
Yeah, in time.
Terry's going to be double clutching.
I am
short shifted.
Can we jack up the rear end and lower the front end?
I am still trying to find, somebody to talk to live so see what kind of equipment they're using and if I can get a hold of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tuning a D13.
You don't get a whole lot more horsepower out of them,
but it's the torque.
You're supposed to go from 890 to like 1200 foot pounds of torque.
There you go. That's what you need.
That's what done.
Then you really won't be able to stop it.
And that Allison transmission.
Oh.
Wow, is that beastly? Like you're slowing down, it's like
you're barking the tires when it gears down.
Was one up, and I had to turn around in the diesel because there just wasn't enough room with the other trucks. So I go up in the parking lot, and I turn around, and I come back down. And as I come in, I'm starting to turn it left to come in the shop, and it downshifts in the first, like, burp, burp, burp.
First time that happened to me, everything that wasn't behind the seats or strapped down in the cab, including me, was plastered against the windshield.
Yes. I was like, wow, is that a hell of a shift kit? And they didn't put accumulators in those Allisons.
No.
There's no goddamn way.
No. So if you're just joining us, this is the LMTV Life podcast.
It's not Jeeps anymore.
No, we've given up on Jeeps. Yeah. We've gone into LMTVs
thank you, Oracle. The kids love it. They're having a blast. They're learning. We fixed a few things. We took the carabiner that was holding the spare tire on, the plastic one.
Put
an actual chain link on there.
There is some gum holding that thing together.
Well,
there's some bubble gum and duct tape.
So probably it got lost or somebody was like, well, it was just in a pinch and then forgot about
it.
But it was like, one of those carabiners that you put in your...
Right.
You should probably change
Not for climbing.
Yes. Well, or 300-pound tires.
Or a 300-pound person rappelling off a cliff. I guarantee you those tires are more than the tires themselves are probably 300 or 400 pounds, and then the wheels probably another 300 or 400 pounds, right? What's coming up on this episode? We're going to talk about Jeeps. We are, I promise. Besides wheeling, what is your top three things to do with your Jeep?
Are we doing that now?
No, it's coming up later in the episode. But for now, we've got some listener input, and we've been asking for it. And
listeners,
you've
right
given
in.
It.
Of
it. Yeah, you've given it to.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Tyler, but I'm gonna butcher your last name.
Buhite.
Buhite.
Oh, Buhite. That makes way more sense.
Yeah, Tyler Buhite.
He's from Facebook.
Yeah, that sounds German.
Yep.
So, just discovered the podcast from the Off-Road Podcast.
We're better.
Thanks a ton for providing some great content to listen to while I'm on the road away from home in my Jeep. sending you a Jeep Wave from Worthington, Pennsylvania, near the Bantam Jeep Heritage Festival and the birthplace of the Jeep.
Cool.
Nice.
Thanks, like Tyler.
It. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tyler Ormand?
Ormond.
Ormond.
Okay. Or Buhite.
Or no, Tyler O from our email. Hey, gents, attached is my Gladiator nickname for now, Sarge. I'm looking at lifts for it, pretty much trying to decide if I should go with a 2.5 or a 3.5. On the JK, you need to change the drive shaft over 2.5 inches. Is that the same concept for the JLs, JTs? Appreciate the podcast and the help. All right.
So, I think they did away with the hoop.
They did away with the hoop, however.
But it's still there on the
gas.
Yeah,
you're still using
Rezepa
joints as well at higher angles.
Right. Well, it's the Rezepa joints, they'll do well. The issue is the clearance with the exhaust pipe. Mm. So that crossover pipe that comes down the side. So the 3.6 would be the culprit for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the diesel.
If you have money to spend, definitely do it. If not, just wait. See
worst
if you
case,
have an issue.
So here's worst case scenario.
Do it and see what bumps.
I mean, really.
Worst case scenario is what you're going to have is it won't let the suspension hang all the way down, and it just happens to be right where that little boot is, so it wipes that boot off.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little, there's like a little visual that you have clearance issues.
Basically, try it. If you have interference, then you need a new drive shaft.
But there, I feel like I don't see that advertised with the JLs.
No.
So is that not an issue anymore?
It's really not that much of an issue as much.
So I personally, all right, he's got a Gladiator, right? And 3.5 inches on a Gladiator is
it's a
nice lift.
It's a hefty
the
lift.
Ones that go up to 5 or 6 inches and throw those 40s on there, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, dump out your exhaust out the out the side of the truck and be done with it.
Exactly.
I've seen people do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. Lance from our website. We actually get traffic from our website, believe it or not.
Wow.
Gentlemen, I've been binge listening to the podcast at work and enjoying all the shows. Thanks for taking the time to put these podcasts out for all of us Jeep goobers out there. Dude, we're all
goobers.
It's funny, not haha funny, but funny odd that the day I started experiencing death wobble, I'm assuming that's what DW means,
yep,
was the day before I got to the recent DW podcast death wobble. I haven't experienced death wobble in more than a decade on my 97 TJ. The cause of mine was a track bar bracket that was actually pulling away from the frame.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll do more than just death wobble.
Yeah.
I have my track bar bracket in the rear fall off. And
you fall off. You rip that shit clean off.
Clean off. The cause of mine was a track bar bracket. The factory welds had cracked, so add that to the list. In the past, it was usually control arm related, bent OE stamped, or bad bushings. That'll do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you did mention the brackets themselves, I apologize for mentioning it. I don't know that we did hit the bracket itself.
It's a great thing to add, though, is brackets.
Yeah.
What?
Somebody wake Dr. Don up. It's as if Jetty Jason is here.
It's the chair, I'm telling you.
Anyway, great show. Just wanted to say hello and add to the discussion. Keep up the good work. And as I was typing this, you just mentioned the grease or spray isn't likely a good idea on battery terminals. I've used both for 27 years on my terminals and my TJ, and they look amazing. Everything functions great as well. Hell, I think I've done 2 alternators in 27 years, the OE alternator, and then I switched to a Junkyard Durango high-output alternator. Use that spray or grease with no fear. Keep the terminals free of corrosion. Looking forward to more shows. Thanks again.
Well, actually, Lance, they make stuff for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have to use spray or grease.
Right. But it is.
Grease is for wheel bearings.
I think with that, you want to, and the point you kind of made was that keeps dust and dirt and stuff and grime from sticking to it. And
well, the other issue is, and it depends, you know, he's probably using a better grease, but if you use garbage stuff, it actually heats up and melts down between the terminals.
Okay.
And then it creates a voltage drop across the terminals, and then you know.
Right.
Yep.
I think what he's referring to is when we were talking about terminals in general, we said about using anything in general like dielectric grease.
I think we said to use dielectric grease on them.
Right, but I mean, it should be cleaned first, put them together, and then the dielectric grease should go on top of the terminal. You shouldn't be putting it between, like,
so there's solid metal on metal.
But even right, if you want metal on metal,
even if you
and
do
then
on the top,
around.
And that's what I was saying, this brake quiet's the worst for it. Everybody sprays it because the battery stuff is the same color, so they assume if you get the stuff from... anyway, Permatex, it's the same color as this brake wipe. But the problem is the stuff literally seeps down in between the posts, and then you end up with voltage drop across the terminals.
So
now,
there
if
is
he's
a...
using like a good grease or something like that, that was like the old hack way to do it, kind of.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's probably better quality stuff than, you know, it's keeping it from melting.
Yeah, I'm just using, you know, Crisco.
Yeah, but I don't put anything on my terminals.
Vegetable oil.
Let's get them clean and
just maintain them.
Yep. Maintain them. Perfect.
Extra virgin.
All right. Dave Crabtree.
And he's from Spotify. Look at that. We got Spotify. Oh, by the way.
Isn't that Ukraine?
Yeah, I don't know.
This episode is so good, fellas. I definitely needed some Jeep life this morning at work.
And he was talking about... two episodes ago, I believe, and this review came straight out of an episode of on Spotify, but we are also now on Amazon. I figured that out. We were missing a whole...
What were we missing?
Amazon. We weren't on Amazon.
Are you kidding me, man?
Yeah.
You are slacking.
Dude, tell me about it. I'm embarrassed for me.
Do better.
So now they're listening to us.
But everybody, thank you so much for this input. We love it. If you got questions that you want us to answer, throw them out there.
Oh, going back to Tyler. So that's what I was doing when I wasn't paying attention to you guys.
Yes.
There are issues with JL and JT, and it is not as much a clearance issue as the drive shaft not operating at the right angles.
Mm.
And that's right off of Tom Wood's website, so I trust that source.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So to answer your question, yeah, go ahead and put a Tom Woods in the front of that.
Woody.
Yep.
Do it. So we've got events that are coming out. Everybody sent in events, so it looks like we're busy, but we're just putting all the Jeeps information out there. This is the Jeep Life Jeep and Calendar.
June 7th to the 8th is the Bantam Jeep Festival in Butler, Pennsylvania, out in western Pennsylvania.
And as of today, I will be there.
Terry's going to be there. So stop by, get a selfie, say hi. He's going to be hanging
out. I'll probably have Jeep Life podcast stickers.
Heck yeah. June 13th to the 16th is Tennessee Trail Jam 2024 in Loretta Lynch's Ranch.
Yeah.
Sorry, Loretta Lynn Ranch.
There is a Loretta Lynch, isn't there?
I don't know.
Not a famous one like Loretta Lynn.
There was too many letters, and my bad.
Yeah, no worries.
June 29th, Reclaim for First Responders event in Columbus, New Jersey, and put on by the Pine Barrens Venom Jeep Club. And that's going to be given back to the first responders of the area. July 12th to the 14th is New Jersey Jeep Invasion in Wyoming, New Jersey. July 13th is New Jersey Jeep Invasion Light Party hosted by Oracle Lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
At Cold Spring Brewery.
Two of my favorite things, lights and beers.
Cool. Sounds good. I'll be there. July 19th to the 20th is PA Albridge Jeep Fest in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
I won't.
Oh.
I'll be Bronc and Terry that weekend.
You're going to be Bronc and Terry that weekend. That's right. August 2nd to the 4th is Toledo Jeep Fest in Toledo, Ohio. August 22nd to the 24th is Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion. August 25th is the Warren Trail Ride and Wind Rock. At Wind Rock.
Yeah.
Yep. September 21st to the 22nd is Fall New Jersey Jeep Invasion. October 19th is Crawling for Canines, and I will be leading the Black Red Group, so head over to Crawling for Canines website, sign up, get your tickets, and yeah.
I think JD Jason will be leading the group as well.
Yes, he will be. And also, I'll have Dr. Don as a passenger.
Nice.
What am I doing?
You're sitting passenger again.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Where?
Who cares?
Whatever. Just let me know when I got to be there.
Yep. Yeah. Will do.
So that's our calendar as of now. If your place has a big enough event that you want to put it on our calendar, let's do it. Get it on our calendar and let us know.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on.
I know where there's a guy who would be a professional driver for an Oracle LMTV to take us to all these things. He just is going to need, you know, fuel money and
hotel money.
Oh, I'll sleep in the back. I don't care.
I thought about that a lot. The back is capable of sleeping.
Oh, 110%,
yeah. You just fold down the seats in the back and lay it out.
I'll sleep on the floor. I don't mess those seats up.
Yeah.
It's a far nicer leather than I should be able to touch.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It is. The whole interior's well done.
Yeah, they did a nice
job. Done. All right, well, that's that, and that takes us to our main topic. And this was an interesting question that came up, is besides wheeling, what is the top three things you do with your Jeep? And what I thought we'd do is just do a little round robin. We just keep going around and you know, say our individual top three, and maybe we'll comment, you know, about it. Because most of the time, we're just wheeling with our Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's a very small percentage of what we do. That's just the very intense part of, that we do. What, besides wheeling, what are the three things you do with your Jeep? Go ahead, break it.
Drive it to work to earn money to buy more Jeep parts.
There you go. Now, you've got a hell of a commute.
No, I just like driving my Jeep, man.
I know, right?
Actually, it doesn't matter where I'm going, what I'm doing. I just like driving my Jeep.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's stressful and a check engine light comes on, but I mean, like, and I start cursing at it. I'm trying to figure out what's going on wrong. But yeah, I do drive a lot.
Yeah.
But I like driving my Jeep. People are like, why do you drive that thing? I'm like, because I like driving it.
I know, right?
Also, it's a tank and it just like mows through stuff.
I'm going to say that you're safer in it.
Usually.
Last year I hit a deer. Your behavior isn't safer, but...
Last year I hit a deer and it was like a speed bump.
Yeah.
It was like nothing.
And it did nothing to the vehicle.
No.
You know, the only thing you had to do is spray it down.
And that was the most disgusting part of it all.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm with you.
I just like driving my Jeep.
Yeah. Kudos to you.
Top on, top off, windows up, down, sideways, doors on, doors off, doesn't matter. Music on, cruising down the road in my 5.
I love it. Dr. Don, what about you? What's one of your top three?
Three things to do with my Jeep?
Just give me one.
Sell it.
Just sell it, damn it. Light it on fire and roll it down the hill.
Rebuild it, start all over again. Burn that motherfucker down.
I literally watched Don on his computer just looking at ways to sell it.
How much money can I get for it?
eBay.
Yeah.
Maximum amount of return on investment.
Put one of those Facebook ads out. Just getting feelers.
Don't lowball me. I know what I've got.
You're right.
As it sits in the air with
45,000 or LMTV or trim for LMTV.
Oh, I love it. And he's serious, folks.
No, dead serious. Uh-huh. Looking to sell it.
Info at jeeplifepodcast.com.
If you want to buy Dr. Don's Jeep.
44s front and rear.
In pieces, or he can finish it for you.
It's sitting on the ground.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
There has been things happen.
Is it on the frame or is it?
It's literally just on the side. It's on the brake. On the brake. Oh, that's awesome. Well,
what about you, Terry?
I love to just walk away from it and turn around and look at it.
Oh, you're so.
And then take a picture of it.
Such a romantic.
I am.
Such a girl. Oh, I like taking pictures of my Jeep.
That is it. I love looking and taking pictures
Lexi,
of my Jeep.
Get out of the way.
Get
Lexi,
out of my move it. You're in the shot.
I guarantee you, if I go to search on photos for Lexi and go to search in photos for Jeep,
There's more Jeep photos.
Than,
no, I'm with you. I love taking pictures of my Jeep. Kid. I turn around and take pictures of my Jeep all the time.
It's
the only way I can remember what mine looks like is because it's never out in the front.
Well, no. You see this picture? This is what it looks like. There. This is what it looks like, guys.
Yeah, there's usually some
people walking by. Guys, want to see mine here? Look, I got pictures on my phone.
It's like he holds out a sign, free candy, and come with me,
Jeep's
kids.
In the back if you want to see it.
Brothers.
Yeah, right. So I like to photograph my Jeep.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. All right, what about you? What's number two?
I like to work on my Jeep.
Yeah, you do.
I work on my Jeep a lot. One way or another, I'm usually wrenching, working, doing, cursing, bleeding.
Yeah.
Something of the sort.
There's very few parts on your Jeep that hasn't had some kind of disassemble.
Break, fix, repeat, do over again, blow up, fix again.
Yeah.
Everything's been touched.
Everything.
Been twice.
Maybe three. Depends what part
four,
of the Jeep.
Four times.
Yeah. I was just going through all from bumper to bumper.
I've gotten the gears like four times in it.
Yeah.
Blew up pinion bearings, rebuilt
first
the
person,
transfer case.
First person I ever met that spun his own axle shaft back.
With a sledgehammer in the garage.
Usually that gets sent to somebody. And it was right, so kudos to you.
Yeah. It was within a half a degree.
Yeah, I mean, the caster's really not off on that side.
Everything's good on it.
And
you're going to have to send that out. 3 days later, he's like, look, I fixed it.
I fixed it.
I'm like, oh, wow, how'd you get to do that so quick? And he's like, me.
I hit it really hard.
Like I said before, earlier today, the first implement that came out was a hammer.
He walked in and I'm lifting up the rear end of the project that I got going on and I'm lifting it. I got it like 4 feet in the air. He's like, lift kit, huh? I'm like, yep.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Working on your vehicle.
I'm always working on something.
Number two.
Park it in the corner of the shop.
Yeah.
Let it sit.
Yep. Let it sit.
Where it lives.
If you don't drive it, you never break it.
Well, so there you go. Well, I mean, that is exactly why it sits in the corner of the shop.
Yeah, I mean, really, Don was the only one out of us that, when we went wheeling that day, didn't break anything on his Jeep because it sat in the parking lot until it had to run.
You guys
you
are
had
figuring
to go
out my secret.
Hitch back to get it.
I didn't break anything. I just had to run back quickly and pour more fluids in it.
Oh, No.
We that was the steering.
It
was in puddles.
The sector shaft. On
that is
and
true.
And then I broke on the way back from the...
Yeah, the idler.
Well...
Yeah.
But that is... There's a lot of truth to that.
You never take it out. You never break it.
Right? That's exactly it.
Yeah. So.
It's been the story with my... Never mind.
What?
If I never take it out, I never break it.
Yeah.
I never use it.
Steering dampener.
Steering something.
That should be number two on my list.
Yeah.
Putting new steering stabilizers on.
Steering stabilizers on his Jeep.
If anybody has one laying around, let me know.
Or two.
I need free parts. It could be a stock one. I don't give a shit.
I mean,
they're going to blow it up anyway.
Literally the other day, I was thinking, I'm going to order one.
The longest has been the factory one.
The one in the beginning, the very first one lasted the longest. Yeah. I literally the other day had it up on a website. I was going to push buy. And I was like, why am I doing this? It'll just be broken the first time I go out. I'll be standing on Barney Rubble.
Here's the thing. You're not the only one. You can peruse the trails and usually find a steering stabilizer up there.
You can find a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, our parts pile is pretty much ones that have been picked up at AOA.
That is true. Yeah. I pick one up at least once a trip.
Yeah, I made the mistake because this particular one is one I stole out of
literally
Lexi's
was like 17 steering. Hours old.
Yeah.
So now you have to get one for her
and
one for
me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're screwed.
So that was my number two.
Terry's
we
taking
all have
up.
Something. We all just, I mean, there's just something we do. Mine's taillights. I back into trees religiously.
Yeah. And yours used to be U-joints.
Now it's I have...
Axle stubs? No, not really. No. It's been pretty good lately.
It's still kind of U-joints.
Well, it's sort of keeping it on its tires lately.
I've been doing well. I don't know. It's usually just keeping it out of trees.
Trees are the... I hate trees.
Eating trees, the hood and
I
trees.
I backed into a tree with it.
It happened.
You were like, don't worry about it. I swear to God, I back into everything.
Does it back up, dude.
No, it's not just your Jeep. It's like everything I drive out there. Because
it doesn't back up.
I don't
well.
Know what the deal is. I don't do that anywhere else. But yep. when I'm in the woods, I think like, I just... Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to turn around and see what's behind me. Most likely it's a tree, so I'll just go ahead and hit it anyway.
Just go ahead and sacrifice that taillight yep. to the taillight gods.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
I've broken 3 taillights.
Yeah, I've broken 3. Yeah. Well, actually, your buddy broke one of mine.
Well, and a license plate holder.
Oh, yeah, license plate holder
I've
was a part of that,
count.
Too.
I don't
yeah.
really know. It's been a lot. I'm just thankful.
I back up into crap all the time in that, though.
I'm just thankful I haven't bent the body yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking at those Oracle lights. $20 says I could break one of those flush mount Oracles.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Not that it's not a good quality light, but I just fuck shit up.
Yeah, right.
All right. I like washing my Jeep.
Oh, that's good.
I enjoy washing it. Yeah. I enjoy getting up underneath of it with the pressure washer and getting all the crud off.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
I don't do it, but there's something to be said for that.
Getting all the grease off and everything and then. Like re-greasing everything and then, you know, making sweet love to it.
Mm. Billy's in the missionary position under his Jeep, just having that.
That in the missionary position.
All right, we've got a little off topic now.
Moving on.
Dr. Dodd, what do you like doing?
Oh, I have to agree with you. I do like cleaning my shit and I like putting it back in the corner after it's cleaned.
At least can you
can't
say
get
like
dirty
camping,
if you don't take it
camping
out.
Camping with your Jeep.
I like doing that. I like.
He likes getting the cheese out, the cheese and meat.
Yes, yeah. I am a.
Oh yeah, you do bring out the charcuterie.
Yes, I do. That is my deal.
That's your
that's
thing.
What I
yep.
do.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
we've
it.
We've got friends that are really good at cooking, so I don't bother with that.
Yep. Yeah,
we've got the mixed drinks friends. That's not my deal.
Yep.
And actually, that's Billy and I.
That's
and
towards
like
the end
cheese.
Of the night.
Yeah, that's cheese and meat. That's yeah. what I do.
And then we know? Eat the cheese and the meat to become constipated so we don't go to the bathroom out on the trail the next day.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
Sometimes it gets so bad we start like to stop cutting the cheese. We just take bites right out of it.
Yep.
I do like overlanding. That's a new thing for me. So that's in the past 2 or 3 years I really have kind of...
Well, you went with Ron... a couple times, and that really solidified with Ridgeback.
I like the people. I've gotten into the whole tread lightly, doing the stewardship thing. I'm really into that right now. I will say, though, and I haven't really had my heart set on rock crawling in a while. Like, maybe it's been, you know, a couple of years since I've really been into it. Probably right after we first lifted it or put the bigger tires on it and regeared it. But after being in the buggy, I've kind of been like perusing for something along those lines.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's different. Like
it is a very different kind of wheeling.
It really is. Like it's, and I think it certainly can be every bit, if not more technical than being in a Jeep JK with 35s, but the lack of like worrying about totaling a vehicle out is kind of nice and relieving. Like, and not that I spend a whole lot of time worrying about that, but I do. I mean, I want to try and preserve my vehicle, so I'm not beating the snot out of it most times. And you know, and it's not that it wasn't my Jeep. It's just that that thing is just built for that. Like, you know,
I was also sitting passenger. I'm like, go hit that tree. I don't give a shit. I'm like, see what it does.
Do you want to go up that hill?
See what happens.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. Do you want to crawl over that big rock? Yes.
Yeah.
Stop asking me. Just point
just
the way.
Do it. Just point go.
So it was, I could see myself doing that too at some point. But with my Jeep, I'll stick to overlanding and a little bit of rock crawling.
Yeah. It's interesting because my number one thing I like to do with my Jeep is go camping.
Yeah.
I want to define my camping as I like to go to a campground.
Okay.
And
campground camping.
Campground camping.
Yep.
Now, if that happens to be an overlanding trek where the guide takes me to a specific place that he has in mind for camping.
Right.
Golden. Same thing. I'll roll out and set up my camp. I'm not anymore a backpacker, you know, like drive my Jeep somewhere and hike however many miles on the latch.
Did a three-day canoe trip.
Ooh, that's
good.
That
would be cool.
Yeah, that's good.
It was cool, but everything was wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets real old real quick.
I did that years ago.
The last night I
went water canoeing.
On one of mine canoe trips. It had rained so much.
And exactly. It wasn't wet from the actual fact that we were in canoes. Everything was in dry bags. It rained at night. And everything, we couldn't dry anything out because you got to put it back in the dry bag, which is
get back
just,
in the boat.
And now it's.
But that, I literally just took my tent poles out.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up, threw it in a bag, and that went straight to the garbage.
Yeah.
Because it everything leaked in. At one point, I was in my tent sitting on a 5-gallon, Home Depot bucket because actually, that's a dry bag in itself.
Yeah.
And I took all my camera gear in that.
Yep.
But I was literally sitting on that in the middle of the tent in 3 inches of water. And I was like, this is miserable. I don't ever want to do this again. I will do it a different way. And now my tent is much better than that tent. But no, I love to camp in it. And I think that's, I love seeing pictures with my tent and, people around and in the background, my Jeep sitting there. So if it's in a campground full of people, I'm happy. If it's a single site by myself, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Just camping out of my tent and using my Jeep to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. My number one. So if you have something,
I got another one.
Four things.
Tailgating.
Yes.
Tailgating out of the back of my Jeep because I always have the fridge set up, ready to go, the tailgate table down. I got all the, we set that shit up, man.
Yeah, man.
Full on chips, dip, drinks, this, that, and the other thing. I get the grill going. I'm a tailgater.
There's only one person I like to tailgate out of their Jeep more than you, and that's Scott.
Well,
because
Scott
he has
an
oven.
That's
oven.
The chuck wagon.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What we call that.
Yeah. It's great to be able to open it up.
I do. He doesn't call it that, but I like
it. Yeah.
But okay. You bring the chips and the salsa.
I bring everything.
I love it.
Yeah, you're very well equipped when we go and do things.
I try.
You are. You definitely have, earned that motto, be prepared.
Heck yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, if you've got your things that you like to do, send them in to info@jeeplifepodcast.com, and maybe we'll read those on the air just like we have some of the stuff we did earlier in the episode.
Heck yeah.
Guys, it's always great to be sitting around the table with you.
Yeah,
talking
man, it was
Jeeps.
Good to get back in.
Yeah, man, it's good to see you here.
Yeah.
That was good. I didn't have expectations of you being here. I know you had said that you were going to be here, but it was
we know how that goes.
Unreliable Don.
the text that said I'll be late. I was like, Don's going to be here.
Be here.
It'll be worth the wait.
There you
go. I love it. All right. So how can people share us out there?
Well, you can tell a friend, or you can share us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast on any platform, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, all the aboves. Listener voicemail. If you want to come on, call in and be on the podcast, get your voice on 484-272-5436. Once again, 484-272-5436. If you want to call in and be on the podcast, you can do that. Also, make sure you subscribe, and stay up to date with all of our latest and greatest.
I have one question to answer real quick.
All right, I'll answer it. Yeah.
Josh Landry had in the comments about doing a 3.5-inch lift. He currently has a 2.5-inch leveling kit.
Hmm.
And he wants to run 37s, a good 2.5-inch lift kit on a Gladiator will certainly do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That will do 37s.
Yep. Yeah, especially with the Rubicon because you can trim the fenders.
Yep.
They come with a little dotted line.
Yep, those are ready to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, hope that helps, Josh.
right. I'm going to shut us down, get us off the air. We appreciate everybody, especially our live listeners on Monday nights. Make sure you come check us out. So thank you, Dr. Don, for being here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love being here.
It's amazing. All right, for Dr. Don, Break It Billy, I'm Jeep and Terry, and here's a big Jeep wave to you, everybody.